Whenever you're ready.
All right. Then we'll call to order the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. And we'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Tyson Garten.
Present.
Commissioner Jenny Grieger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
And our first item up is our consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. First up, under public hearings, we have this rescheduled from November 9th, case number 22-12-SUP, special use permit for in-home daycare.
Good evening, Chairman and members of the Commission. For the record, Jessica Reed, Associate Planner, 751 West 4th Street in CUNA. Elaine and Chloe Lemesse, request approval to operate an in-home group daycare for up to 12 children, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 6810 South Nordine Avenue. The applicants have passed their fire safety inspection on September 6th, as well as having passed their enhanced background checks. Upon review, staff had no concerns with this request and has determined this application complies with CUNA City Code and Idaho Code. Staff would recommend the Commission approve case number 22-12-SUP with the conditions outlined in staff's report. And the applicants are present, but we will not be presenting, but can ask, my mouth and brain are going to reconnect, excuse me, but can answer questions if you have them, and I am happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions for Jessica?
No.
This time?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and open up the public testimony at 6:04. And I do not see anybody signed in to testify. Is there anybody here that would like to testify that did not get a chance to sign in? Okay. And seeing none, I'll close the at 6:05. Which then brings up our conversation or our thoughts or concerns on this one.
I
don't have any concerns with this.
It's pretty straightforward. They've got the permits in place. And the enhanced background. I think it's pretty well stated.
Okay.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 22-12-SUP special use permit for 6810 South Nordine in-home daycare.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, guys. That's all you need.
Thank you.
You are approved.
Can I clap, please?
Yes. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you for going through the proper procedures.
Yeah.
Then next up, we have rescheduled from November 9th, case numbers 22-13-S, preliminary plat, and 22-30-DR design review for Paul Bunyan Plaza.
Troy.
Good evening, Commissioner, members of the Commission. For the record, Troy B. Hunan, the senior planner. CUNA Planning and Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street here in CUNA. The application is before you this evening, requests preliminary plat approval in order to subdivide approximately 16.26 acres into 12 commercial lots. And also the applications are for landscape design review for the buffers along the frontages, the road frontages. This site was previously annexed and zoned C2 area commercial as part of the Black Rock Marketplace application in 2021, and this serves as part of the mixed use called for on the future land use map, or the FLUM, for this area. In Section 5 of the engineer's memo, Public Works states that this site is located within the Danskin lift station basin, which currently does not have capacity to provide sewer service for Paul Bunyan Plaza. And further states, sewer service for Paul Bunyan Plaza Phase 1 will be contingent on the successful completion of the 18-inch Danskin Sewer Force Main Project. Sewer capacity, or equivalent dwelling units, EDUs, that do become available upon completion of the 18-inch Danskin Force Main will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. In the application for design review for the common lots, staff highlights its recommendation that if the applicant intends to place the utilities for the site within the stated utility widths on the pre-plat, staff does recommend additional area be added or preserved for landscaping. The applicant is proposing a landscape buffer rather than a common lot. Staff recommends that an additional 15 feet along Meridian Road and an additional 10 feet be dedicated for a landscape easement along Deer Flat Road and Meridian Road. Staff may support a perimeter landscaping approach to be developed by individual lots for the western boundary. However, along the east, north, and south boundaries, staff recommends the applicant be actively conditioned to install landscaping adjacent to the road frontages at time of final plat following CUNA City Code. Staff has reviewed the proposed preliminary pre-plat for technical compliance with CUNA City Code and the design review for compliance with Title 5 and 6 of CUNA City Code, Idaho State Statute 6765, and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan, and should the Commission recommend approval of the preliminary plat and approve the design review, staff recommends the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions outlined in the staff report. The applicant is here tonight and is ready to make a verbal presentation, and I will be here for any questions that you might have.
Okay. Are there any questions for Troy at this time?
No, not at this time.
Not this time.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and have the applicant come forward and please state your name and address for the record, please.
Go ahead and touch the bottom of that mic on the red light, and it will turn green. There you go.
Good evening. My name is Jake Elbogen. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Bill Hicks and CRRMM LLC. We don't really have a presentation prepared for tonight, but we're more here to field questions on behalf of Troy's explanation of our preliminary plat application. So, Troy, is there anything else you need to add, or at this time, should we just take questions? Perfect.
Okay. Are there any questions for the applicant?
I guess the only question I would have is you've reviewed the conditions of approval and or conditions in the staff report, and do you have any objections to any of them, including the landscape buffer suggestions?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll open the public testimony at 6:10. Again, I don't see anybody signed in to testify on this application. Is there anybody here that would like to testify that signed in? Okay. Seeing none, I guess we'll close the public testimony at 6:11. And that quickly brings up our discussion on the project. Go first.
I think it overall looks pretty good. I mean, that's what we were expecting on that corner for the previous presentations with the commercial, and gets laid out. It's going to be fun with traffic as it is stands right there, because as you come, you can turn in off of Deer Flat, but coming out you can only go one direction, which is going to be an odd one. That's the only kind of thought I had on that, because, well, no, I guess you can technically turn there, but that's going to be a nightmare.
I think the The traffic impact study, I think, indicated that when certain levels are reached, that both those entries will be shifted into right-in, right-out access.
Right, but that's what I mean is, you know, it'll be going in and then having to function to turn away from Meridian, which a lot of people are going to be trying to access. Yeah. It's just going to be an odd one, but there's not much you can do with that particular site and entry exit. But I think overall it's laid out well. I think it's got good flow within the preliminary plat with what they're thinking on placement of businesses. I don't have really anything that I can think of that would be an objection at this point.
I don't have any issues with the way it's presented now, but I think that there's potential for some issues in actually maneuvering through the parking lot, particularly with deliveries, emergency services, and trash services. So I think that when that's being designed, they need to take care to address those issues. And we need to make sure that fire and trash and emergency services all have comments on it.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
I think that fire's already looked at it once, and I think when the final plat comes through, they'll take another look as well. Any other comments or questions?
How's everybody feel about landscaping? And because we have the two separate things we'll have to do, design reviews ours, and the other is council final. So did anybody see anything of concern with the landscape plan?
I didn't see anything that concerned me with the landscape plan. As long as we address the conditions set forth by the staff. Excuse me, staff.
Yeah, I
agree.
Okay. Anything else?
No, in that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of 22-13-S, the preliminary plat, to the City Council with the conditions as outlined in the staff report. And to make sure that the correct buffers are provided or common lots for the utility use or the utility areas.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And also, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 22-30-DR design review, again for Paul Bunyan Plaza, with the conditions as outlined in the staff report. And the additional condition that the easements the buffer common lot area for the utility easements is worked out with the city.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right.
Chairman, if I can just confirm, Commissioner Greger, did you second that? Or was
I
that
did.
Tyson?
That was
okay,
Tyson.
Thank you.
Okay. Then both motions carry.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. Now the next item up on the agenda is case number 22-04-CPF, a combo plat for a single lot subdivision. And it's Jessica.
Good evening, Chairman and members of the Commission. Again, for the record, Associate Planner Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. Excuse me, flip-flop face. I'm just winning tonight. New Beginnings Housing requests combo plat approval to combine lots 4 and 5, Block 5, of the Merlin Point Subdivision Number 1 in order to resolve an easement issue and to provide one parcel on which to build the Vineyard Senior Housing, which was approved by this decision-making body on June 14th of 2022. The vacation of this easement was a condition of approval for the Vineyard Senior Housing Design Review application. Therefore, the city engineer and public works staff supports this request. Upon review, staff finds the combo plat request to be in compliance with CUNA City Code, Idaho statutes, and the comprehensive plan, and would recommend the commission provide a recommendation of approval to City Council. And with that, I will answer any questions you have.
I don't have any.
Questions for Jessica?
No questions.
Nope. Okay. Then, is the applicant here today? I'm not sure if they're here. If there's anything that you'd like to
add. I can answer any questions.
Okay. All right. Then we'll open the public testimony at 6:17. And, you know, I don't see anybody signed in to testify. Is there anybody here that would like to testify on this application that is not signed? And if you just state your name and address for the record, please.
Thank you for the opportunity to testify. My name is Danielle Horace, 711 East Porter, CUNA. I represent CUNA School District, and I have a pretty consistent message that we are full. We cannot serve the children of this subdivision.
Okay.
So that's what I have to say. We are at a place where we're worried about the education we're providing to our children. And I just want to come up consistently and let folks know that we're at a place where we really can't be any more creative than we've been. We have teachers who have no break rooms. We have kids who are learning in hallways. We have exhausted our space. So at this time, bringing more children into this is not something that we recommend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we can honestly say that this is I'll just say
you do realize that this is for a senior living facility?
Then we're done.
Yeah. I think we got you taken care of. Exactly. This one we're good with.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Then is there anything the applicant would like to say?
No, other than we are 62 and older.
Okay. All right, then with that, we'll close the public testimony at 6:19 and brings up our conversation. And really, it just seems like more like just housekeeping and getting vacating that easement is all they're doing. So,
yeah, and as long as everybody's good with that, then
yeah,
I don't have any issues.
I'm good with that.
Other thoughts?
No.
Okay.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of 22-04-CPF for the combo plat for the single lot subdivision with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay. And next up, we have case number is 22-07-ZC, 22-15-S, 22-05-PUD, 22-08-SUP, and 22-34-DR for design review for Gallica Heights subdivision. And staff has requested that we table this item to a date certain of January 10th. 2023, pending critical agency comments.
Mr. Chairman, I move we table cases 22-07-CC, 22-15-S, 22-05-PUD, 22-08-SUP, and 22-34-DR until the next planning and zoning meeting on January 10th, 2023.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Then next is case number 22-09-ZC, a rezone for Rising Sun Subdivision number 3. And again, staff has requested that this item be tabled to a date certain of January 10th, 2023, due to incorrect site posting.
Chairman, for the record, Jessica Reed, Associate Planner, 751 West 4th Street. We would actually request the case be removed from the agenda as upon further review of a corrected zoning ordinance 2022-06. The application has been determined to be unnecessary and has been withdrawn.
Okay. So I guess we don't need to make a motion then if it's been withdrawn.
Mark Bivey, City Attorney, if you wanted to formalize it, you can move to remove from the agenda because it's withdrawn and there's nothing to consider.
Okay.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we withdraw 22-09-03 from the agenda.
What was the case?
22-09-CC.
Okay.
I second.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Jessica can't be the only one having issues.
I started a trend tonight.
Making her feel good.
All right. Then next up we have under business items, case number 22-41-DR, design review for the Hawk substation.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. Idaho Power Company requests design review approval for the 3.11-acre Hawk substation site design, fence, and landscaping. The subject site is located at 15450 South Cloverdale Road, CUNA, Idaho. On September 27, 2022, this commission granted special use permit approval in order for Idaho Power to operate a power substation at the above-mentioned location. The Ada County Highway District reviewed the subject site as part of case number 22-09-SUP, special use permit, CUNA 22-0019. ACHD determined that the applicant's proposal does not meet Ada County Highway District's excessive driveway policy, which requires driveways located on minor arterials with a speed limit of 50 miles per hour to align or offset a minimum of 425 feet. However, due to the driveways serving an electrical substation with minimal traffic volumes, ACHD recommends the driveways be approved as proposed. Staff agrees with this recommendation. The subject site is not located within the city's irrigation surface area. The landscaping on site is proposed to use native drought-resistant plantings. Some adapted species, such as select tree plantings, will be incorporated into the overall site overall design. KCC 51712 permits water conservative landscaping design. Staff has determined the proposed landscaping is in compliance with the landscaping requirements of KCC and should be approved as proposed. Upon review, staff finds the application appears to be in general compliance with CUNA City Code Title V, Comprehensive Plan, Future Land Use Map, and Idaho Code. Staff recommends the commission approve case number 22-41DR, with the applicant being subject to the conditions of approval as listed in the staff report. The applicant does not have a presentation, but is here to answer any questions should they arise. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions for Doug on this? Or the applicant?
No, not for me.
I don't have any.
No? Nope. Okay. Then we'll just go into our discussion. This seems pretty straightforward. It's similar to the other projects that we've seen here in the last few months with the substations coming in, with the berm and the landscaping and that. So to me, it's the same as those. I don't have any concerns. Anybody else?
I have no concerns.
No.
I'm good.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 22-41-DR for the Idaho Power Hawk substation with the conditions outlined in staff report.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And next, I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right. I'd like to move that we step into would you help me with my best motion for this?
Motion to open an executive session, and once it's seconded, you'll need a voice, like a vote of each individual, roll call style vote.
Okay. Then I'd like to make a motion to convene in an executive session.
And identify the subsections of Idaho Code that you're going in under. Read those statutory citations.
Under Idaho Code 74-206, subsections D and F.
I second.
Okay. All in favor? By voice, or one at a time?
Yes, one at a time.
Chairman Lee Young?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis?
Yes.
Commissioner Tyson Garten?
Yes.
Commissioner Jenny Greger?
Yes.
Commissioner Jim Main?
Yes.